Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So I've been getting a lot of questions from the clients, and I thought this was a great time to start answering some because I think so many of them relate to all of you that I think it will help you in your weight loss, in your health, in your goals, in what you want to do. So I'm going to start with this one. Hi, Josephine. I feel like I'm just constantly having issues. I wish I could say it was summer, but it always feels hard. Any advice on how I can get results with how I am feeling? This is such a good question, and it's why I wanted to do it the first one, because it's so many people can relate to this. Everyone struggles at some points in their life, or even just their, you know, in the year. I have clients that do amazing in the summer and struggle all winter, and I have clients who struggle all summer and do amazing in the winter. So when it comes to advice, the best thing you can do is take this one day at a time. You plan, you prepare each day, you try your best to follow through. Some days you will do amazing and have no issues, and some days it will be very challenging. But you keep moving forward, because what you want to remember is a day that is 50-50 is better than a 100% bad day. So anything that you do that is positive each day will make a big difference. It's just going to be slow if you're not 100%, and that's okay, because slow is better than stopping. The second thing I want you to do is think about what it is you really want and what is stopping you from getting it. Is it you stopping you, or is it the outside noise that is stopping you? And what I mean is sometimes we get in our own way. We set ourselves up for failure by starting the day thinking negative. I can't eat everything I want today, or it's going to take me forever to lose the weight, so why bother? See, these are just excuses you're giving yourself. So you have an excuse to go off and not do it, right? We say these things to ourselves, so it's just easier. Why do this when I can go eat? But that's not what's going to make you happy. You know, giving yourself an excuse to go eat is not going to make you happy. That is getting in your own way. And at the end of the day, when you do this, you've hurt no one except for yourself. Those excuses that you put in front of you, that you sabotage yourself with, well, they didn't hurt anyone except you. So when I ask you what is stopping you, the first question you have to answer, is it you? Are you getting in your own way? And if you are, how do you stop it? Well, we stop it by first focusing on what we want, not what we don't want. Of course, I know you don't want to be restricted and you don't want to eat less and you don't want to feel hungry, but I also know you don't want to be overweight, feeling unhealthy and self-conscious. So instead of focusing on all what you don't want, just let's focus on what you do want. You want to feel good every day. You want to feel healthy. You want to fit in your clothes. You want to feel confident. Okay. My focus every day is I want to feel as good when I go to bed as I did when I woke up. I love to plan and prepare my day, not just with food, but with everything. I'm a planner. And that doesn't work for everyone, but it definitely works for me. You know, I put my list, and it may sound boring, but on my list is all the important things I want to accomplish each day. You know, and it is, it's family, it's work, it's fun, it's exercise, it's food. You know, everything is on my list, but I accomplish it each day because I know that's what's going to make me happy. So what I want you to focus on is what is the most important to you and in your day, and write your list. And even if you're not writing it, think about it. What do you want to accomplish each day? What is so important to you? When you close your eyes at night, what do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? I know you don't want to hear those excuses in your head that you made all day and why you went off. So you know you don't want that. So let's focus on what you do want. You want to feel good. You want to get through the day, being on program, doing your best. You want to, follow your plan. You plan, prepare, you follow through, whether you write it down, whether you don't write it down. Know what your goals are. Know how you want to feel when you lay in bed at night and you're closing your eyes. You want to feel lighter. You want to feel healthier. You want to feel in control, like you did the right thing. And those are the things you have to remember when you're going to sabotage yourself throughout the day and giving yourself excuses of why it's so easy and what you don't want. Always focus on what you do want. Keep that positive. It makes such a big difference, okay? Those priorities in your life is what is life-changing for you. The next thing I want you to think about is, if it's not you who's getting in your way, then who is it? Who is playing with you mentally that it's enough to keep throwing you off your path? Doesn't matter if it's a family or friend. What matters is, why are you letting it go on? I put out a recent post that said, if you want to fly, you have to let go of everything that is weighing you down. Everyone commented on it, because everyone knows what is weighing them down. And most of the time when we are not moving forward, when we are not flying, it's because something is weighing us down. Whether, like I said just recently, if it's yourself, then you know that, and that's what you have to work on. If it's not yourself, who is it? You know, it's more than just knowing. You have to do something about it. Letting go of people in our life, you know, that sabotage us is not always easy. You know, you can't just walk away, especially if they're family. But what I've come to find that works best is to not let them get in your head. If they are negative, if they are self-sabotaging, if they want to bring you down with them, you have to mentally separate yourself. If you can't physically do it, you mentally do it. You have to have your own positive thoughts. Look at this person. You may feel sorry for them. You may think to yourself, I just don't want to be like that. All you have to do is have that mental strength. And if you have that mental strength and listen to yourself, listen to what you want. See, this always goes back to what you really want. And if you really want it, you keep working for it, it will happen. You know, letting go sometimes just means mentally, I'm here for them, but I will not fall into their sabotages. They cannot hurt me with their sabotages. I will not let them weigh me down. Okay. Doesn't mean you have to separate yourself physically. You just may have to separate yourself mentally. And as long as you're staying positive, even if you're listening to them, if you can't get away and you have to listen to that negative, everyone's life is different. Sometimes we have people in our lives that we cannot separate from like that, but you can mentally separate yourself. And that's what you have to do. When you can learn to do that is when you will be able to let go of those who are weighing you down. Even if you're still there for them, you've mentally let go. And that is what is important. And that will take work. But knowing that you have to do that is the first step. And that's what you should be focusing on. You know, the next thing I want you to think about is, why do you want to lose weight? Sometimes we just say, I have to lose weight. But, you know, you have to be more specific than that. Why do you want to lose weight? Is it because you don't fit in your clothes? Is it because the extra weight makes you feel uncomfortable? It makes you feel self-conscious. It makes you feel less confident, you know, insecure. Whatever the reason is, your answer to the question is what will help you stay on path. Because if you know that answer and you have that in your head and you say to yourself, I don't want to cheat because this is not how I want to feel. I know why I'm doing this. And the reasons why I'm doing this, well, I want to feel confident. I want to feel healthy. I want to feel secure. I want to feel in control. If I don't stay on my program, I'm not going to feel like that. And knowing that and having that thought in your head of really why you're doing this, it's going to make such a big difference. It has to be more than just doing it. You have to want it. You have to live it. It's the only way that you will understand why it's so important to you, is if you know why you're doing it. Everyone has different reasons. For me, you know, it's always personal. I've always been the same. I know I am happiest when I'm doing the right things for myself and my body. It not only affects me, it affects my family. It affects my work. I feel good when I'm doing the right thing. You know, on top of that, I don't like not feeling good. You know, that is so important to me. I like to feel good about myself. I like to feel good in my clothes. I like to feel good in my body. I like to feel healthy. I like to feel strong. That's how I want to feel. So I do what makes me feel that way. You know, is it always easy? No, but it's always doable, especially when you know how happy it makes you. You know, I've said this in the past. It's the best example I can give you. When you struggle to walk away from temptation, but you do it and you feel so accomplished and you see the scale go down and you fit in your clothes and you feel good about yourself, you can have a million problems and tackle them all with a smile. Now take those million problems and be in a position when you are eating unhealthy, feeling down, nothing fits you. How are you going to tackle those problems? You are going to be miserable and negative, and it's going to take you twice as long if you even get through them at all. You have to remind yourself what is worth it to you and why it's important. And if you do that, the answer will keep you on your path. This weekend, we have Labor Day. My best advice to you all is do not put anything off and say, I will start 100% after Labor Day. That is only going to set you back. One of the biggest things about my program is it's a way of life. That means you don't put it off. You do great on the days that you can, and you do your best on the days that you are more challenging. But don't give up and just wait until after the holiday. There's no reason to do that because that's only going to put you further away from where you're trying to be. Okay, so that's all I have for now. I hope this podcast helped. I hope I answered that question. And stay tuned next week for our next question. And if you would like to send me a question, please feel free, innovationjosephine@gmail.com. I love to answer them. And I'm wishing everyone a healthy, happy, and safe Labor Day weekend. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archives section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.